next on the agenda.
Ready when you are, sir?
Yes, sir.
We're going to stay near Front Royal in the county of Warren, who is requesting authorization to construct a 20-foot-wide concrete public boat ramp into the Shenandoah River as part of the Farms Riverview Boating Access Facility just east of Front Royal in Warren County. The project is protested by three nearby property owners. Front Royal, Morgan Ford Road, Morgan Ford Farm. We've drifted downriver to approximately this location. On the south bank of the Shenandoah, at the end of Riverview Farms, Riverview Road, is a parcel of land that's been purchased by the county for public access and recreation. Project site's located approximately 8 miles northeast of the town of Front Royal, 7 miles downstream of Morgan Ford Road on the Shenandoah River. The county owns a riparian parcel at 15 Farms Riverview Road, has executed a lease for an adjacent lot in order to develop a public recreation facility that will include a concrete boat ramp, parking, picnic tables, potential future restroom facilities, and associated amenities. Funding for the project was made possible in part by Game Department grant awarded June of 2013. The project has been in the planning stages for over 2 years, and a public meeting was held in the county November 2014 to allow residents to view the proposed design and provide comment. The ramp itself will be 20 feet wide, extend a maximum of 16 feet channelward of ordinary high water. So the only portion of this project over which the commission has authority is about 16 feet of a 20-foot wide boat ramp that will be below the ordinary high water line on the public lands of the Commonwealth of Virginia. All work is to be done within cofferdams below the ordinary high water line. It'll all be conducted in the dry. There will be no wet pouring of concrete in the live river. Project is protested by three property owners. Mr. Charlie Thornton, manager of Sherwood Farms, indicates that he's in favor of river access, but expressed concerns related to the size of the facility, feeling it is oversized. He also questions the type of boats that would use the facility, what kind of bathrooms are proposed, hours of usage, lighting, and indicated a public hearing on the project may be in order. Mr. Sean Golden indicated that he is 100% against the project at this location, citing concerns related to impacts on adjacent private property, security, proximity to their pasture land, and their firearms practice area, and feels the county officials have little to no experience with rivers and boat ramps. Mr. Edward Groves had concerns related to impacts to his driveway that may occur during development of the project, and has asked to see the county's plan for the two driveway entrances. Once we received those objections, we reached out to the protestants. The latter, Mr. Groves, indicated that he just was concerned that when the county comes in to do the roadway improvements along this whole stretch leading to the access site, that his driveway transition from the roadway is done properly and in accordance with what he was told it would be. Mr. Golden is here today. Mr. Thornton, who owns the property across the way, I did not have a chance to speak with him, but the county did respond in writing to Mr. Thornton. That's in your packet, addressing his concerns. The county, it's my understanding, has also attempted to or has contacted the other two protestants that I had mentioned. And the county's the protest letters and the responses thereto are in your packet. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries had previously reviewed the project during the grant review process. They indicate that their prior comments remain valid. They do not document any listed wildlife or resources under their jurisdiction within the project area, and therefore do not anticipate any impacts to such resources resulting from the project. They recommend conducting in-stream activities during low flow conditions, using non-erodible cofferdams or turbidity curtains to isolate the construction area so that the work is done in the dry, blocking no more than 50% of the stream flow at any given time, stockpiling excavated material in a manner that prevents re-entry into the stream, restoring original stream bed and stream bank contours, revegetating barren areas with native vegetation, and implementing strict erosion and sediment control measures. That whole group of conditions has become somewhat standard for our permit work in the western part of the states, depending on what individual resources may be in the area. But I wanted to read that into the record just because a lot of times that's going to become part of the permit conditions, and they are what they say they are. So the Game Department went on, indicating to minimize harm to the aquatic environment and its residents resulting from the use of tremie method to install concrete, installation of grout bags, and traditional pouring of concrete. They recommend all such activities occur only in the dry, allowing the concrete to harden and cure prior to any contact with open water. Again, kind of a standard industry condition with pouring of concrete that's going to be submerged. Department of Conservation and Recreation documents presence of natural heritage resources within 2 miles of the project area, but due to the scope of the activity and distance to the resource, they do not anticipate any adverse impacts to these resources. No other state agencies provided any comment. I'll go through a few ground shots. Apologize if I sound like I'm trying to rush through this. I'm really not. This is the site as it currently exists. Improved, unimproved, they've got a little bit of crush and run down. But this is the ramp as it exists today. And that's the park, that's the picnic table. This is all going to be upgraded as shown in the plans. The county is here and they can go into more of what the upland amenities are. But this little swale gully is where the boat ramp will be. 20 feet wide, extending a maximum of 16 feet channelward of ordinary high water. And this was the same day that I was over at Morgan Ford, so the river stage is the same, higher than ordinary high water on this particular day. Looking back west, upriver toward Morgan Ford Road. I apologize, these did not come out very well, but the county, I think, can give you a better indication. What you have is the Farms Riverview Road coming down to the parcel in question. These are residential properties, I believe. Lot 2, maybe Mr. Golden's, he's here. He lives adjacent on the downriver side. This gives you an idea of what's proposed, parking places, picnic shelters, but the ramp itself going out into the Shenandoah River, and ordinary high is somewhere along this contour. The elevation was provided by the engineers, but even the engineers weren't sure where ordinary high water was. This is a landscape plan. This is the detail of the ramp, both in plan and in section view. 20 feet wide of concrete with rock apron around it going out into the river. And this is all per, it's my understanding, all per Game Department specs. Game Department has a lot of experience building public access ramps in the non-tidal waterways of the Commonwealth. In summary, public access to public waters and the public submerged bottomlands of the Commonwealth remains a contentious issue in the management of those public resources. In this case, the County of Warren worked closely with the stakeholders and with the Game Department to develop a plan to improve the public access for its citizens while attempting to balance any concerns raised by those citizens. The overall physical encroachment into the Shenandoah River and the expected associated impacts resulting from the use of the ramp facility are expected to be minor. Any direct and indirect impacts to the river during construction should be minimized through the use of the standard best management practices I elaborated on earlier throughout the construction of the ramp. It appears to staff that the county made a reasonable effort to involve the public in plan development and was responsive to concerns raised about the proposed facility, many of which may be and are outside the jurisdiction of this agency, related more to upland property use. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the proposed public access project and considering all the factors in 28-2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with the inclusion of the following permit conditions. Specifically, in-stream construction activities shall be accomplished during low flow periods and within cofferdams constructed of non-erodible materials in such a manner that no more than half of the flow of the waterway is obstructed at any point in time, and all excavated material shall be stockpiled in a manner that prevents reentry into the waterway. All areas of state-owned bottom and adjacent lands disturbed by the activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work. This is redundant. All excess materials shall be removed from the waterway and prevented from reentering the waters. Erosion and sediment control measures shall be in strict conformance with the Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook and shall be employed throughout construction. All wet pouring of concrete shall be done in the dry in such a manner to allow it to harden and cure prior to contact with the open water of the river. And I did skip a portion of number two, which talks about revegetating all disturbed and barren areas with native vegetation. Those would become permit conditions should the commission adopt the staff recommendation. County of Warren is here. I know Mr. Golden is here. I'm not sure if any of the other protestants are here. And I'm available for questions.
Any questions for Mr. Woodward?
Just got one.
Yes, sir.
Now, what we really are talking about as far as the jurisdiction of this board is just at 16 feet of the ramp that's going into the water, right?
Correct.
So all these other issues about how it affects the driveways and the roads and all that kind of stuff, that really is not part of our jurisdiction to be concerned with that. Is that correct?
That would be my understanding.
I think.
That's correct.
Any other questions? All right, Mr. Woodward, perhaps the applicant is here too.
And they also have a presentation. I have copies of that presentation. You can follow along.
You've been sworn in, but would you state your name again for the record?
Again, Doug Stanley, County Administrator, Warren County.
That should be enough. It's not that.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. Getting up for me this morning, it's a little bit of a homecoming. I'm actually from Middlesex, down here in Flatland, but my grandfather worked 25 years here in the shipyard. My grandmother worked the makeup counter here at Millen Roads, and my uncle played football for the Prince School. So,
welcome back home.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak this morning on the Farms Riverview Road Boat Landing Project. In 1997, Warren County acquired the 15 Farms Riverview Road lot utilizing Virginia's Community Development Block Grant Special Appropriation Funds for the Flood Housing Elevation Removal Project. In essence, we had a home on this property that was flooded out in 1996. In order to abate and remove that flood hazard, we received funding to remove the structure, and the county acquired title to the property. Even at that time, it was our plan later to develop the site for recreational access to the main stem of the Shenandoah River. I would note that while the lots that they showed you earlier are residential in nature, most of them, especially all most of the vacant ones these days, are used for what we call personal recreational camping use. People have a permit from the county to go down and camp along the river, access the river, spend time on the weekends, primarily because new construction is prohibited on that side of the river. October 2012, the county applied for a $50,000 grant from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries to develop the site into a public power boating access facility. Funding was awarded in June of 2013, and staff began to work with our landscape architects and engineers on the design of the facility. And once we received grant notification, we conducted outreach with adjoining property owners to that particular lot. Preliminary plans were developed and distributed to the Department of Game and Fishery, Warren County Building Official for ENS control review, Warren County Planning and Zoning Department, the Department of Environmental Quality for review and comment. As part of that process, the Warren County Planning Commission reviewed the site as being in compliance with our comprehensive plan and also later approved the site plan for the property. Plans were also provided to the property owners of Shenandoah Farms, or POSF, who owned the adjoining recreational lot. We had a public meeting back in November 2014 at their community center to talk with residents, to talk with the Property Owners Association. And through that discussion, we ultimately worked out in 2015, we signed a 50-year lease with them for that adjacent lot to the proposed landing to allow for additional room for parking and future amenities. Now, I do want to point out this additional lot, which is adjacent to Mr. Golden's property. Mr. Golden is upstream, not downstream of the proposed boat landing facility. But this recreational lot was platted in 1965. When you go today, go down to the courthouse, you look at the plat, the words recreational lot are written on that particular lot. The developer of the subdivision reserved that for future use as a park site. January 2016, the county was notified that DEQ would be approving the project, and a joint permit application was submitted to VMRC. And since that time, the final DEQ approval has been received, along with the nationwide permit 36 from the Army Corps of Engineers. I got a couple maps to show you, a little bit larger versions on the back of the pack that we handed out. This site will be one of 10 public boating access points in Warren County. With the Morgan Ford facility, I'm trying to see if I can, here you go. This is our site here in pink. Morgan's Ford, the bridge project y'all just talked about in the earlier item, is located in this, that location right there. So this entire stretch of the main stem here, this is will be the only public boating access point during the two-year construction period for that bridge project. This shows you here, this is the location of this project. There's the Morgan Ford project, which is 4.78 miles back upriver. And then downstream, 6.28 miles over into Clark County, you run into the Barry's Ferry boat landing. So this 10-mile stretch of river right now, without this facility, there is no public boat access. As the canoe capital of Virginia, Warren County continues to work to provide expanded public access to the North Fork, South Fork, and main stems of the Shenandoah River. The project is included in the county's adopted comprehensive plan. It's also being constructed in partnership with the Virginia Department of Transportation. We received some recreational access funding dollars to be able to pave the road coming into this subdivision and leading all the way down to this particular site, primarily due to its being identified in the county comp plan as a park site in its development. Despite what some concerns are, Warren County has experienced the operation and maintenance of public boating access facilities. We maintain Simpson's Landing, which is a basically a walk-in canoe location we constructed a couple years ago. The Riverton Boat Landing has been under county ownership since the year 2000, and the Catlett Ford Landing was installed under a grant program in the late 1990s. It was one of the first grant projects that I managed working with the county. Our Parks and Rec staff regularly inspect the sites. Typically, we are out there and monitor them at least twice a week. We also have daily patrols by the Warren County Sheriff's Office. We feel we've adequately addressed legitimate questions about the operation of the facility during this process. Warren County would like to begin construction as soon as possible in order to prevent losing our $50,000 grant. The final step before we can begin is the issuance of the VMRC permit. We look forward to providing this facility to our community and expanding public access to the Shenandoah River. As Jay noted, I do want to point out the new proposed ramp. The picture of the kind of primitive ramp that he showed you earlier, the dirt ramp, is actually over here on this lot. This is this half of the property is the public recreation lot that was recorded with the subdivision. It's been maintained all these years since 1965 by the Property Owners Association. So they've given us a 50-year lease on that property. And rather than utilizing the existing dirt ramp, we're going to shift that over and construct a new concrete ramp, construct a new parking lot. We have a proposed shelter location and a pad for some restroom facilities. You could put some porta-johns and stuff down there, trash cans to provide for trash disposal, all the things you would typically need a public access site. That's the end of my presentation, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, commissioners? All righty. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on behalf of the applicant? I suppose not. Protestants. Do we have any protestants present here today? Yes, sir. Come forward.
Hello. My name is Sean Golden.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I swear.
Your name for the record, please.
My name is Sean Golden. I am the upper adjacent property owner, the largest tract of land adjacent to this property they are planning. I will try to keep all my comments and everything just to the part that you are obviously found out responsible for, just the water. I'll leave everything out, the upland part, save time and frustration. My biggest concern with this, let me start with, I raised half of my speech here, so I'll be winging some of this, but let me say I'd like to say thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak my opinions on this matter. I feel that we would not be here today if there was maybe a better conscience effort to involve everyone affected by these projects. I was never contacted about any such meetings in 2014 or any year after about the proposed site or any of the design, anything that was going into this. I actually found out through an article in the newspaper and contacted the county to find out what was going on. So I am not part of Shenandoah Farms Property Owner Association. We are zoned agricultural. Our land is used, you know, zoned agriculture. We keep horses, livestock on it, et cetera. We use that as a source of income as well. So that's maybe why we were overlooked. I don't know. I'm just saying this is how we found out. So I appreciate the response. Mr. Woodward, you were great getting back to me. It helped a lot. But I'm sure most people are aware I'm 100% against this for multiple reasons. But speaking to the objections, in particular just the ramp itself in the water, my biggest concern is, and this is something that you all have heard multiple times today, is no one actually knows a true high-water, low-water mark on this river. No engineer. I'm not an engineer, but I've lived in Warren County all my life, born and raised. I've been on this river all my life, lived on it all my life. I know pretty well where the normal water mark is, where a high-water mark is, where a flood stage mark is. This proposed site they have right now, I'm sorry I don't have any high-tech stuff to show you, is definitely not going to get even close to the site criteria that you claim on the DNR website of 3 to 4 foot range to launch a motorized boat in the flow of water. This is a shallow bed site right here. It drops off into a deep channel in the direct middle of this river. It is preceded with numerous ledges, boulders, rocks that are unforeseen unless you know the river. This river actually right now is accessible by boat through Route 50, I'm sure you've seen, downriver, but only through the use of a specialized motor as a jet motor. You have to have a jet boat or you cannot navigate these waters, and you can still not navigate these waters in summertime flow in low time flow. And if the water, even the water this spring was actually normally exceedingly low, I could not navigate. I own a jet boat. I could not navigate that river, not safely. If you don't mind tearing up your boat, risking ripping your lower unit off of your motor, then you can try to access it. My concern with this ramp is when you build it into this water, I think they're going to find that as they start to build it, it's not even going to be a usable majority of the year for most motorized boats, especially prop-driven boats, which majority of people own. They do not own jet boats. There's a small group culture of people that do own them in Shenandoah River because they know you have to have them to navigate these waters. Those people, like I said, already have access. They use 50 to get up and down, and they're usually the only one that's high water because the stretch of river that I live on is a short stretch by any means of what they call it. It's the main stem, but it's not the main stem above the dam that actually promotes, you know, deep water, slack water, boating usage, swimming. This water has current year-round. It only gets exceedingly swift as the water levels raise. Even at low water, this ramp will have current. Your boat, as soon as it floats free from a trailer, will be floating down river or up if the water is high because it actually creates a current, an eddy. There's a current eddy that forms right here at this site. The eddy, when the water gets high, will turn up river. It brings silt into this river, to this stretch. It's a very silty bottom to this area. It's rock on below, but it's a lot of silt. I fear that when they build this ramp out in the water, it's going to make this eddy worse on both sides of this ramp and create even more silt deposits, as is seen in the current ramp they have rebuilt in Riverton years before. It's in high water stages, it's unusable because of the siltage on top. And once the water lowers, it has to be scraped or removed. But there's always a deposit of silt above and around this ramp. It stays there, and it runs off as it collects with, you know, rain or any another high flood situation. But it also deteriorates the banks as well because the rain sticks out in the water. And anybody knows how concrete affects water flow. It creates a flow over behind it, which it washes away the bank, the riverbed, et cetera. Like I said, I just and the size and the scope of this ramp and the size and the scope of this river that it's going into, there's not enough room in a deep water scenario for most boats, even jet powered boats, to safely navigate this stretch of water side by side, passing scenarios, or with canoers, kayakers, tubers present, with this section of the river has numerous. Even with the closing of Morgan Ford Bridge for low water bridge access for 2 years, there's still plenty of people that have lots above this that will still find a way to get to float the canoe, the tube, kayak. I know this town and this community promotes being the canoe capital of Virginia. I find it pretty surprising that they would push the envelope of safety with trying to put in a motorized boat ramp in this area that doesn't really fit the capacity that a motorized boat, the added traffic would conduce for this. It's going to present problems to the landowners, not only destruction of property because of the flow, the change of the river, but it's going to create problems when people that don't know this river go out there and endanger themselves, not knowing that what's beneath the surface, just mere inches below, and also endangering other people because there's no room to go river to edge to pass canoers, kayakers, tubers. You have a strict little bit of area you can run, and if you're not on plane when you're running and you're not in a jet-powered boat, you're going to hit bottom. And you're going to tear up something or tear up someone else. So I realize that this timing of this project coincides with the timing of rebuilding Low Water Bridge, which many people were against, mainly because they're losing access to the river. I feel like this is kind of being pushed quickly, even though they said they've been working this for years. Most residents didn't know about this. I didn't know about this till a year ago. And I feel like this is kind of a Band-Aid for losing access at Morgan Ford Low Water Bridge. Spot to try to give people access, like he said again. Well, 2 years of losing access is better than putting a permanent ramp here that's going to cause more damage down the road than this, losing 2 years of access that Morgan Ford's ever going to do. So this is why I'm opposed to it. I just wanted to speak on my behalf and some of the other people's behalf that are against it. I appreciate your time. And
Mr. Golden, we appreciate your testimony. Are there any questions for Mr. Bauer?
Is there a design of the boat ramp that you wouldn't be opposed to, and have you relayed that to the county?
To be honest with you, like you referred to Simpson's Landing, it's strictly a canoe kayak. They call it a jumbo, but it'd be rough to put a jumbo in there. It's just when you build out into this section of river, there is a section further down river about it. I guess that wasn't a property they just deemed fit for it. It's not owned by them. It's actually owned again by the property association, Center Farms. They already have a park in there. It's really deep access. But it would maybe require more work. I don't know. I'm not an engineer. I wasn't on the planning team. But as far as when you break the plane of this surface of this water and try to build a ramp down that's going to have the angle to launch a boat and launch it successfully with the 3 to 4 foot water you require to not have the jet wash to wash out the riverbed behind you, it's not going to happen until you get well beyond the 16-foot mark that they're saying that you can get. It's just not going to happen. And that's my experience, personally. It's either they're digging down to the bed to lower the bed down low enough to get that level, perhaps, or they're raising it up to get something hard enough to build upon. I'm not sure how their design goes. I just don't see how this is going to work when they get it all said and done. I just hate to see this all this work being done, and in the end, this ramp not being usable 9 to 10 months out of the year. And at flood stage, no one's using that river anyway. You've seen the pictures. At flood stage, no one's fishing, no one's canoeing, kayaking, boating. Some people go out just to run the boat because it's high water, no one's out there, but no one's enjoying the river at flood stage. And if that's all this ramp's going to be used for, it's a waste of time, facilities, money. It could be spent in a better location.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony. Are there any other protestants to this project that want to be heard at this time? Seeing none, state your name, please, again for the record.
Brandy Rosser, Grants and Special Projects Coordinator. By definition, a medium-powered boating access facility is determined by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. It is strictly related to the number of parking spots and the type of ramp that are installed. The number of parking spots and the fact that it is a concrete ramp allows us to apply for the medium-powered access funding, which was the $50,000. Mm-hmm. You can launch a canoe by hand if you like. You can put in non-powered boats. It does not have to be a powered boat when the water is low. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew it is open to both powered and non-powered boats. The definition of facility is determined by Department of Game and Inland Fisheries through their grant process.
Thank you.
Did
any further questions?
Yes, sir. Do you know if Warren County, if you all did a presentation, I guess, in reference to being proactive with folks who live in that county in reference to this?
All of our grants that have local money on them are put in front of our Board of Supervisors. So
okay.
Both the application and the acceptance of the funding was on one of our Board of Supervisors' agendas.
Mm-hmm.
At separate times. We also held the separate public meeting in the Shenandoah Farms community so that they didn't have to come out to our government center. We had our landscape architect ran through the designs and actually altered the designs just slightly to address any concerns that they had.
And how did that go?
We actually had a very good turnout. The concerns mainly are security, which we are addressing with our sheriff's office, and also just the cleanliness. So we assured them that, similar to our other boating access facilities, our Parks and Rec staff does maintain a very regular maintenance schedule to ensure that there's not debris, garbage, and that type of stuff at the facility. And if there's any concerns, we're always very responsive to our citizens when we get them, so we'd be happy to work with them as the landing goes in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? All right. We will close this part of the public hearing on this matter and discussion from the commission. Mr. Bauer.
I want to commend staff on really the past two projects and sorting through a lot of issues, but I see them as two similar situations where our jurisdiction is really to the riverbed, and I find the construction to be reasonable, and particularly with the recommendations that staff has made, and I would move to approve the staff recommendation.
And I guess you also include the permit conditions, the four conditions they outlined as well?
Correct.
Thank you.
I'd like to second that.
Mr. Minor will second. All right. Any further discussion before we move on? Seeing none, I will call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say no. The vote carries unanimously. Mr. Ballard made the motion. Mr. Minor seconded. All right, thank you.